Memorial Care Health System, excellence in healthcare, presents Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Stephen J. DeMore, a board-certified cancer specialist in radiation oncology affiliated with Saddleback Memorial. He's here today to talk to us about some innovative treatments and treatment planning for radiation oncology. Welcome, Dr. DeMore.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So let's get right to it. What is radiation oncology, and how is it used to fight cancer?
Radiation oncology is the use of radiation to treat cancer. And depending on the type of cancer a patient may have or the stage of the cancer, we use radiation in several different ways. Sometimes radiation is delivered through machines called external beam radiation, which focuses X-ray beams onto the tumor inside the patient. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we inject radioactive material, and sometimes we implant radioactive material inside the patient. And all of those options are available at the new cancer center here at Saddleback.
It sounds a little bit alarming, you know, injecting radioactive material into the human body. So why don't you try to ease our fears by explaining that a little bit?
Well, generally speaking, all the different modalities that we use to deliver radiation are quite safe and quite effective. And with current technology, the side effect profile has improved quite a bit, and most patients go through whatever form of radiation they're going to receive fairly comfortably and do well.
Great. How is radiation therapy planned for an individual patient?
Well, it's actually a fairly complex process. It usually begins with diagnostic imaging, and then the patient usually undergoes additional imaging inside the radiation oncology department. And for external beam treatments, which is what most patients receive, the physician then uses a process called a stimulation where we set up the actual radiation beams, determine how the radiation beams would traverse through the patient to focus on the target, which has been defined by the physician. And then a series of calculations are done with our physicist to determine the amount of radiation that needs to be delivered from the machine to achieve the desired effect.
Okay. I've been doing a little homework now. I understand that with the opening of the Memorial Care Cancer Institute at Saddleback Memorial, Saddleback Memorial will have a new treatment option or two available for patients, including the TrueBeam. I'm very interested to find out what makes the TrueBeam so special.
Yeah, we're all very excited about it. The TrueBeam is the technologically most advanced linear accelerator, which is the machine that we use to deliver radiation that's available. And it's got a lot of features in it and a lot of innovations that improve our accuracy and our targeting capability. And so that's one nice thing. It also delivers the treatments more quickly, which allows for less patient motion during the treatment, which also improves accuracy. And also, it makes it more comfortable for the patient. The patients can be monitored continuously during treatment. They can listen to music. And so it should make for a better experience all the way around.
So what should you experience as a patient? You're lying there, and what happens? What goes on?
Well, the patients usually experience very little, actually, during the treatment. It's more of a non-event from their perspective than anything else. They don't feel anything during the treatments, and the machine moves around them, and it delivers the radiation in a pattern that has been predetermined and is based on the computerized planning process that we talked about earlier. And they're on the table for a few minutes, and then they get off and go about the rest of their day and come back in most cases and do it over again for several more sessions.
Can they go right to work after a TrueBeam session?
Oh, I would expect so. Yeah, that is our anticipation. And for the majority of patients, that certainly should be true.
That's just incredible how far we've come. I mean, think about that. You're getting your cancer treatment and then you're popping off to your job or home or walking your dog.
Yeah, it's come a long way. The processes that we're going to implement with the TrueBeam, you know, really weren't even invented, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and now they're becoming more and more commonplace in the technology that is just amazing in terms of what it allows us to do as physicians and what it allows patients to do while they're going through their cancer treatment.
So I'm assuming, since they're getting into their car and driving away, that they're not even under sedation of any kind when they're experiencing.
No. We rarely need to use sedation. We never need to use it for patients who are going through external beam therapy. And so, no, generally speaking, they should leave the department in the same condition that they arrived in prior to their treatment each day.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, I'm sure every patient wants to be able to be the beneficiary of TrueBeam, but what type of cancers does TrueBeam help treat specifically?
Well, the TrueBeam will be able to deliver all of the what we call general radiation therapy that we currently use, you know, other linear accelerators for that don't really require higher levels of technology. But in addition, it'll treat some patients that we're currently not treating right now. For example, delivering what's called stereotactic treatments, which means highly precise, highly localized radiation treatments, in a small number of treatments where very large doses are delivered. And we anticipate using that, for example, in the brain and in the lung and in the future probably in the prostate. But patients who have cancers in virtually any area of the body will probably be able to be treated on this machine as well.
Okay, but you're saying prostate cancer is not one of the candidates at this point?
For the patients with prostate cancer who come to the radiation oncology will be treated on the TrueBeam. For the initial phase of implementation of the TrueBeam, we will probably be treating those patients with small doses of radiation for a large number of treatments, similar to what has been done here on our other machine for, you know, some time. In the future, as the data matures, there will probably be a push for some patients with very early stage prostate cancer to be treated with a smaller number of treatments. So instead of a 9-week course of treatment, to have it treated in 5 treatments or so. And those trials are currently underway right now.
Okay, and I have to ask, since it's the biggie, the number one form of cancer, breast cancer also a candidate?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, okay. We anticipate that patients who have breast cancer will also be getting treated on this machine.
That is wonderful news. Does the TrueBeam offer other benefits for patients, like treatment times and increased comfort?
It does. So the treatment times are shorter, and that's always more comfortable for the patient. The other piece of technology that the TrueBeam offers is that it will have the ability to synchronize the delivery of the radiation beams with the respiratory motion of the patient. And so in patients who have tumors that are in movement in response to the respiratory cycle, the TrueBeam has some innovations that allow the beam to go on only when the tumor is in a specific position, and that will allow a smaller portion of the patient's lung to be treated. That's called respiratory gating, and we plan on implementing that, certainly for lung cancer patients as well as possibly some others.
Now, in the brain, I would assume that TrueBeam is really critical because you really want to damage as few cells around the cancer as possible.
Absolutely, yeah. And by being extremely accurate with where the radiation is delivered and knowing that very little of the normal brain is to be treated in certain circumstances, it allows us to give much higher doses of radiation per treatment. And so in some cases, we can deliver a full course of treatment in one setting. Sometimes it's up to 5 treatments, but that's a much shorter number of treatments than would be given for conventional radiation therapy.
And 5 treatments over the course of what kind of time? A month or 2
Usually
months?
1 to 2 weeks.
Oh, weeks.
Yeah, usually 1 to 2 weeks. So usually it's every day or every other day, depending on the clinical circumstances.
Incredible. This has got to be the best news ever for cancer patients.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, we're in a field where technology, you know, tends to drive innovation, and it tends to make its way into practice fairly quickly, and the TrueBeam certainly offers a lot of innovations that we're going to be able to make use from and that our patients will benefit from greatly.
They certainly need some good news, don't they, when they get the news that they have cancer?
They absolutely do, and being able to tell them that we have this technology available is certainly makes the conversation a little bit easier.
Yeah. I have one final question because time has flown. How will the addition of the TrueBeam enhance the current services offered at Saddleback Memorial?
Well, we've always had excellent technology at Saddleback Memorial, and this will add to it. It will allow us to deliver some treatments, for example, those that I spoke of in the brain and the lung, mainly with the small numbers of treatments that we haven't had before. And I think that that'll be, you know, the biggest difference and improvement in options we have for patients that based on just this machine alone.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. DeMoor, for the great news, and it's been wonderful to have you on the program today and spreading the word about TrueBeam.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
To listen to the podcast or for more info, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a fantastic day out there.